Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the March issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/cert/newsletters.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Assistant Director in CERT, and in this edition of the Faculty Spotlight, we feature Dr. Michael Binder, Associate Professor of Political Science and Public Administration and Faculty Director of the Public Opinion Research Laboratory, and his use of iPads for field-based data collection. The Public Opinion Research Laboratory, or PORL, is a full-service survey facility that provides tailored research to meet client needs. One type of research the PORL conducts is economic impact surveys for events in the Jacksonville region, like the Donna Marathon Weekend and the Players' Championship. PORL staff create surveys using Qualtrics, UNF's online survey tool. In addition to delivering surveys online, Qualtrics has a function called the Offline Survey Tool that allows for collection of responses on devices like iPads without internet connectivity. The collected responses are saved to the device and can be uploaded to Qualtrics when the device is next connected to a network. A single survey can be downloaded to several devices at one time. Using Qualtrics' offline survey tool helps to speed up the process by automatically coding the data electronically, so there is no need for paper surveys. Also, because the data is being electronically inputted, there is less chance of error during the data transcription. After the responses are collected, PORL staff then bring the iPads back to PORL or any location with Wi-Fi access and upload the responses to Qualtrics. The data are then downloaded from Qualtrics in a format that allows for analysis in SPSS, a statistical analysis software. During the 26.2 with Donna event, the PORL used the Qualtrics offline survey tool with CERT's iPad pack, which contains 7 iPads, over the course of 2 days at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. PORL student interviewers spoke with more than 1,000 event participants. The PORL students were able to quickly and accurately run through interviews that included complex logical skips. The results from this project will estimate the economic impact of out-of-town visitors to the St. John's and Duval areas. These results allow for the sponsoring organizations to plan future events and then present the information to government agencies. If you are interested in learning more about Qualtrics, offline data collection, or CERT's iPad packs, please stop by the lab.
This is Deb Miller, Director of CERT, and in this edition of the newsletter, I'm going to share information about the 2017 Horizon Report. The Horizon Report is a comprehensive research project established in 2002 to identify and describe emerging technologies that are likely to have a large impact on education over the next 5 years. Each year, 3 editions are published, K-12, Higher Ed, and a Museum Edition. The Higher Education Edition is produced as a collaboration between the New Media Consortium and the EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative. The 2017 edition was recently published, and I will share highlights in this newsletter article. A panel of experts that included institutional leaders, educators, instructional designers, technologists, industry leaders, and other stakeholders select the topics in the Horizon Report. This year, 78 experts from 22 countries made the topic selections. See the online version of this article for more about key trends, new technologies, and challenges to adoption.
Hello. I'm Jessica Hardin, Coordinator of Educational Media, and in this edition of Digital Thinking, I'm going to talk about innovative audiovisual capture tools. CERT offers a wide variety of equipment for faculty checkout that can be used for teaching and research. The Swivel Robot and Shure Wireless Microphone are 2 tools recently acquired by CERT that can help faculty with recording audiovisual projects. The Swivel is a unique device that works as a mount for a camera, tablet, or mobile phone to smoothly track a person as they move. The microphone and position adjustment capabilities make the Swivel perfect for use during lectures, presentations, and demonstrations in dynamic spaces. CERT's Shure microphone is another option for capturing clear audio in many different settings. Using an external microphone such as the Shure and pairing it with one of CERT's camcorders will allow faculty to capture excellent audio in multiple settings. The microphone can also be mounted to a tripod for hands-free operation. For more information about this equipment, check out the full article in the March 2017 edition of CERT News.
Hello, my name is Rosie Parlett and I'm an instructional designer.
and this is Best Practices Online, Facilitating Engaging Discussions. Asynchronous discussions are a very effective means of engaging students and enhancing understanding, irrespective of whether you are teaching a fully online or a blended hybrid course. Nevertheless, planning a successful online discussion can be one of the most challenging aspects of an online course. In an online or blended course, much of the shared learning takes place in an asynchronous discussion board. Therefore, it is imperative that instructors carefully craft effective and engaging discussion prompts. In addition, the methods instructors use to facilitate their discussion forums are also critical to the success of this assignment. This article will address the benefits of using discussions in an online course, strategies for designing engaging discussions, and methods for successfully facilitating discussions online. The benefits of utilizing high-quality discussions in an online course are numerous. They are essential in the effort to build and maintain a community of learners. According to MGH Institute in 2017, they also serve as the classroom where ideas are raised, examined, and resolved. Online discussions provide an opportunity for students to do more than restate information learned in class. They are forums that allow students to bring in outside information, relate course content to real-world events, and apply the material. Discussions can allow for interaction and collaboration that is often lacking in online courses. Online discussion forums offer the capacity for asynchronous discussions to take place over a certain length of time. Online discussions differ from discussions in face-to-face courses, as they provide students with more time to respond. The greater response time given to students allows them to think carefully about and develop their ideas and craft a well-considered response. Furthermore, the reflective nature of discussions encourages students to think critically as they formulate their responses. Since students' responses are seen by all their peers and are able to be read at will, students will often take care when crafting their responses. Often they will integrate research into their responses, which increases knowledge. Discussions provide an outlet for exploratory learning. This type of learning takes place when students consider new material and investigate relationships between their background knowledge and the new material. Online discussions often require students to communicate with people with differing experiences and ideas. As they do this, they gain new perspective. Another benefit to using discussions is that all students in an online discussion have a voice. In face-to-face classes, only some students get to respond. Online discussions require that all students share their input and ideas. Students often feel more comfortable contributing to online discussions, as the feeling of judgment is often decreased. Designing an effective and high-quality discussion forum can be challenging, and it is critical that the dialogue is meaningful and aligned with course learning objectives and/or outcomes. When developing discussion prompts, it is best to use open-ended questions, as they offer students a way to respond differently. It allows for multiple answers or solutions, and varying responses and ideas. Closed questions, like yes or no questions, and questions that require a response from the textbook, do not provide openings for any discussion. It is also important not to overwhelm students by asking more than one question at a time. Rich discussions can occur when students are asked to take a pro-con position on issues, especially if they are required to find support for a topic they oppose. Another useful strategy is to provide students with differing yet related prompts and divide them into smaller work groups to encourage more in-depth discussion. When designing discussions, it is important to establish ground rules for how students are expected to communicate with each other. Set policies and put them in the course, and set the stage for civil and respectful discussions ahead of time. Finally, let the students know how you plan on evaluating their contributions. Provide a rubric with clear grading criteria. This will lessen any confusion they may have about expectations. Also, plan on grading the discussions. This will add value to student effort and provide incentives for posting and replying. After the discussions have been developed, it is time to facilitate the forum. Instructors should try to avoid the urge to jump in with the right answer, as this can make students feel self-conscious and impede interaction. A better way to encourage communication is to ask students probing questions. Students acquire and form new knowledge as they ask questions and explore understandings and misunderstandings. In addition, while moderating the discussion forum, ask students to clarify or expand on their contributions and encourage them to react or build upon their peers' comments. Remember, when instructors participate in the discussion, it adds value to the students' work. Also, the instructor's presence helps to keep students focused on the task at hand and can help to refine discussions so that the conversations progress past basic knowledge sharing to knowledge construction and, ideally, application and integration of the knowledge. Student participation will usually increase when instructors are more active in the discussion forum. If you would like more information on developing and facilitating discussions in a distance learning or hybrid blended course, please contact a member of the instructional design team.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.